Nanda
So let's go up to the place of Nanda Maharaj.
Guru.
Are you alright over there? Maharaj, you seem to be doing alright. You're not going to get too worn out, are you? Putana, our Hamish Guru.
Okay, let's
change
the class,
Guru.
And because he didn't offer his obeisances to Durvasa Muni, he said, you don't know what to do with your body. With the body, one should offer obeisances to the sadhu, so he shouldn't have a body.
Hetedik nap Janmashtami után, vagyis 7 napos volt Krishna, amikor megölte.
It was 7 days after Janmashtami, when Krishna
killed Putana. Krinavarta 1 éves volt.
Krinavarta was killed when Krishna was 1 year old.
Krinavarta volt, Krinavarta. Shakatashura. Utkacha was Hiranyakashipu's fiya.
Utkacha was the son of Hiranyakashipu.
Then
he was cursed by Lomasha Rishi.
Ő is kapjon egy ilyen szellemi testet.
To get a ghost body.
És amikor Krishna 3 hónapos volt.
And when Krishna was 3 months old.
Akkor, és ez a hely, ez a Shakata hely, hát ez körülbelül ott van, ahol mostan felállt. Nishantalila.
This place is where Nishantalila just stood up.
Ottan van, és oda mentek, és ottan volt ez a Old Hantika Festival.
And they went there, and there was this Old Hantika Festival when he did his first steps. Krishna was only 3 months old.
De ez egyik jellemzője, nagyon fejlett család, a gyerekek, hogy már nagyon korán.
But when kids take birth in very advanced families, then you very quickly go up, quicker than other children. We call it the cart demon, but it wasn't actually the cart, but it was just the ghost, which was trying to make the cart break and that way kill Krishna, but then Krishna kicked the cart and the demon, and then the demon became liberated. This place where you are sitting is such a beautiful place. The plan is that here in Gokula we should have a palace of Nanda Maharaj. We'd like to build a nice pavilion here. We need to do a lot of land work to build a garden. We also need to build steps. It's a very nice place where you can look around. Devotees can meditate on different things. And this was the place where Krishna came. Srila Prabhupada also explains this in the 10th canto. Srila Prabhupada started the 10th canto when he was very sick, and he was finished the 9th chapter in Bhuvaneshwar and the 9th canto. That's where he started the 10th. And Srila Prabhupada explains And the basis of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Más szentírás alapján,
and the basis of other scriptures. That Vasudev Krishna was born in Mathura. And this Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And his expansion is Vasudev. Vasudev is the source of everything. But Shyama Sundara is the original form of Vasudev. And here in Kapila,
when
Krishna and Yoga Maya took birth, and when the Vasudev was coming,
csak Yoga Maya látta,
he could only see Yoga Maya.
Amikor lerakta a Vasudevet, akkor a Vasudev Krishna, akkor ő bemerült.
Vasudev Krishna merged into the into the body of the original Krishna. But then he picked up Yoga Maya. So therefore Krishna is always called Yashoda Nandana. He's actually the son of Mother Yashoda. And this is explained in many places and many times.
We've
been living here for more than 3 years. From here they moved to Vrindavan, where there were so many demons. And somewhere Krishna says that the grass dried out, so Krishna wanted to go to another place where there's better grass for the cows.
Egy kicsit erre felé, ott van a fontos hely, ahol anyagi sorra.
In this direction, what is the exact place where Mother Yashoda took birth?
Szülnek, nők, akkor általában elmennek
egy
másik helyzetbe,
ami arra van célozva. They don't give birth to the children in the palace,
és akkor még lejjebb a dombon egy kicsit, akkor ottan volt
Sanatana Swami's gufa. Gufa means cave, because when it's very hot, then the caves are cool, in the winter it's pleasant, a deep cave, and he was performing his bhajan there.
And even
a bit more to the right, up on the hill, there is Krishna Koop. And this is the place where there is a hole made in Krishna's ear, so he can wear an earring. So he is saying this now, but in time there will be memorials and all these places, and it will say Krishna Koop. And there will be a little booklet with information, so we can know what happens in the different places. More to the right.
Ottan van a Gosala, Nanda Maharaj.
Gosala is there, Nanda Maharaj is Gosala. And what happened there? Krishna held the tails of the cows, and before that, what happened then? An important event? The name giving ceremony. Because Nanda Maharaj didn't want Kansa to find out that the new boy was born. So in the Goshala, Gargamuni came. And he gave the name of Krishna and Balaram. And he said that, look, this is not an ordinary boy. In his previous life he was white, as Narayana Rishi and Kapila Devi, Yagya Murti, Lord Vraha.
Krishna, ugye, és idánim, és ita, és a jövőbe.
You know, he's blackish and in the future, he'll have a yellow complexion incarnation.
Szóval ez mind itten történt.
So all this happened here.
Ottan lent, ahol ahol van az a kontrakt a folyó parten, ott van kettő dolog
történt. Right there on the bank of the river was where Vasudev came out.
Dantadhava Tila.
And it's also Dantadhava Tila.
When
Nanda Maharaj brushes his teeth in the morning.
Egy kicsit amellett itt van az a kettő nyárka, egyel pont szemben a gáttal.
And across the gát.
So ott a kettő között.
Between those two trees.
Ottan van a utkal.
That is utkal.
Az szóval ottan, ugye amikor itten volt ez az egész kettelés, hogy
when this pastime was taking place here,
mindig énepelünk ezt a Damodar
Lila. We're always celebrating the Damodar Lila.
Itten Krishna ellopta a yogurtot,
when Krishna was stealing the yogurt and the butter,
a majmot jöttek mindenhol,
and then the monkeys came everywhere.
Futni.
Then he started to run. This is happening when Krishna is 2 years old and 3 months. And the mother Yashoda was chasing him. And everyone was enjoying themselves. Shukadev Goswami describes how beautifully she was looking when she was running, and the flowers were falling out from her hair. And she was pulling her sari behind herself. And Krishna was running and running. He had fat legs, and he was naked. Little children don't need to be dressed. He was just wearing ornaments. He was running here and running there. And then finally, Yashoda caught him. And then when it was straight down there, then Mother Yashoda caught him. She wanted to bind him, and she thought he's so afraid, and he's just crying and crying.
Ugyanakkor akart valami leckét.
But she wanted to teach him a lesson. And then she saw the mortar, and then she thought of tying him to the mortar. There was a little rope, and then she was trying, but it wasn't long enough. So she asked her helper, please bring more ropes. So they brought more, and then she tied them. But still it wasn't enough.
Ez a Diwali napon történt.
And this happened on the day of Diwali. It started in the morning. And Mother Yashoda was so stubborn. All day, because she was the queen. Everyone had to bring all the ropes from the houses, and still it wasn't enough.
And
ultimately, the lady said that, listen, there's no more ropes anywhere. You cannot tie him, this is some kind of maya, some kind of mystical thing. And when they said this, then Mother Yashoda was thinking, oh, my son is so wonderful. And how she was thinking like this, and Krishna allowed her to bind him. So they bind him, she binds him, and then she left.
És amikor elmentek, akkor húzták, ott a kettő Krishna ment, és más, és akkor ez hát...
And then Krishna was climbing, pulling his mortar behind him, and you know the story?
Nalakuvera
and Manigriva.
És akkor Mozsán megakadt a kettő.
And then the mortar got stuck between the two trees. And then he pulled them over, and then they became liberated. And then they went to the heavenly planets. But still he was bound to this mortar. When the trees fell out, everyone was frightened. So the gopas were also coming because they already came back with the cows. And Nanda Maharaj was very angry at Mother Yashoda. You were binding our son, and now the tree could have fallen on him. And Mother Yashoda was completely shocked; she couldn't move. And then Nanda Maharaj went and untied Krishna. And Jiva Goswami explains that only Mother Yashoda could bind Krishna, and the only person who could unbind him was Nanda Maharaj. No one else could have done it. And then he picked him up, and there was a big argument. Nanda Maharaj was chastising Mother Yashoda, and Jiva Goswami says that Krishna took advantage. He wasn't willing to speak with Mother Yashoda. And then Mother Yashoda was very desperate. And then Nanda Maharaj said to Krishna that it's not nice that your mother is so sad, you should go to her. And then Krishna went to her. And then they embraced each other. And this way Krishna's pastimes continued. He was 2 years and 3 months old. We are on time. You can see what a beautiful place it is here. Devotees can chant here and absorb in Krishna's childhood pastimes. Such a protected area. Mahavan on this side.